Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
There,
dude. Welcome to
Deacon Life.
Deacon. Deacon Life.
Welcome back, guys. On today's show, we all need to start doing this, and it's called Stop Date Night. And it's a mad world in Michigan right now. And a popular video game has recalled some of its in-game action, and I robbed a local Walmart here in the local area. Stick around for those details and all these stories and much more here on Deacon Live. How are you? How are things? How are things going? I'm doing okay. I think I'm on the lam, though. I think I'm on the run. I'm on the lam. I've been hiding out. I don't want anyone to know where we are, but you know where we are. We are just outside the Queen City studio. Actually, we're in the Queen City studio just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, in a beautiful little town we like to call Marshville. And I want to do a big stretch, and I'll do a small little stretch and breathe in and breathe out, because we got a lot to get into today. We've all been stuck in our houses. We've all been looking for something to do and something going on, and I'll get into all my little stories here. But I want to talk about this story real quick. A good friend of ours, you guys know her. She's a big fan of the show. We're a big fan of hers, our very own Gretchen B, and I always call her Gretchen B because I can't pronounce her last name. So they are creating a online comedy show. You've seen people do like online music. Gretchen B and a couple of friends of hers, stand-up comedians, are doing an online comedy show. And you can sit at home and drink beer and invite all your friends over, and they can see you and you can see them, and it's only for the first 50 people out there. Well, let's just hear it from her. On the phone with us right now is Gretchen Bo... Gretchen, I always mess up your last name. Is it Boyshard? Boyshart? Boyshirt? It's, I always mess up your name. How do you pronounce
your last
name?
Everybody I've known my entire life. It's Bozzard.
There's no way that is Bozzard.
I'll tell you what it is, and there's a story there, actually. When they used to emigrate back in the day, when they came over from Germany, nobody could spell back then, and so the immigration people, and nobody could really read and write back then, so they shortened it. It used to be some big old long B-O-S-E-Z with a bunch of V's and Z's and H's and
D's. So they anglicized it.
Yeah, they pretty much did, because nobody could write and read back then, really. So it got shortened real quick when, I guess, they came through Ellis Island or whatever.
I read it as Boyshart, which I think is even hilarious for a comedian's name, you know, Gretchen Boyshart.
Well, right on.
All right, so you...
I just answered a Gretchen.
Gretchen, that's why I always called you Gretchen B. Now, Gretchen B is a Central Florida very own, homegrown Florida comic from the Orlando area, and you and a couple buddies of yours are doing this online comedy show here coming up on July 25th. Now, Gretchen, you got into comedy, like, by accident.
Kind of.
So tell me what your, is this your full-time job? What's your full-time job and what's going on there?
Well, comedy was my full-time job until the pandemic, and I was a realtor prior to all this, so I've kind of gone back to real estate to, you know, sort of, my tour got canceled, so I'm sitting at home right now, and we're also creatively trying to find ways to get comedy back out there, but it's definitely not paying the bills full-time right this second.
Okay, but do you have to start from scratch after being out of, how long have you been out of, real estate? What's the proper terminology for that?
Real estate.
Okay.
And I pretty much took most of the year off when I started comedy. I didn't realize I was going to get so big so fast, and it was a little overwhelming. And I thought, well, it's paying the bills, and I can go on tour. Let's go do this.
You made it all the way to the Deacon Live show, so you've made it big.
I am at the top. I love it.
So,
yeah.
So you guys are putting on this show. Now, tell me a little bit about the show and who's on the show and how this came to be and the whole organics of it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you. You know, it all started kind of with me cracking a joke that, you know, we've taken away music and comedy and entertainment, you know, the football games and the sports mostly, and people are getting crazy. And one of the reasons, those things are usually what unites this country. And so in the absence of all of that, you know, the things that everybody could agree on, I think we need to get the entertainers back to work. I really believe they serve a valuable service. So it started with that conversation. It continued. Jim Perry's opening for me, and Rick Seliber is hosting for us. They're in a couple of my comedy rooms online. And since we've been doing all these virtual mics, ordinarily been able to work with. And so.
Now, are these people from Florida, or are they from outside of your local comfort zone? Where are they located at?
They are definitely not Orlando Comics. So Rick is actually out of Texas, and okay. Jim is out of West Coast. He's on the West Coast somewhere. I want to say Phoenix, maybe.
You could say Phoenix.
I think it was Phoenix.
Fulfill the West Coast fulfillment there, yes.
Yeah, he's definitely a West Coaster. I just couldn't remember which city for some reason.
He looks like, you know what? Not for nothing, Jim Perry actually looks like someone from Phoenix. I've seen people from Phoenix, and he's kind of doughy. Like the haircut, like the barbershop stylist really hasn't gone out to the Phoenix area or made it to the Phoenix area yet. He's got that, you know, junior high, his mom's been cutting his hair since, you know, he was a child type haircut. So, and then Rick's Sulliver, am I saying that right?
Yeah.
And he's out of Texas. He looks like a Texas boy. I'm looking at the picture here. And if you're watching this on the Under the Tent video, every podcast has a video and you can see it on the big screen here in real time. I've got the big banner up for Gretchen Bouchard. And you guys are doing the show from 9 to what time? How long are you doing the show?
Well, it's going to run about an hour. So 9 p.m. Eastern, which would make it, what, 6 on Pacific Coast?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, 9 p.m. We're going to run about an hour. Jim and I are definitely going to be taking, like, some questions and fielding questions after the show.
After the show. So you're going to do 3 20-minute sets, and then from there you guys are going to open the – is it the chat room, or can people physically talk to you? Tell me how all
this
works.
These are done, like, I've been working some with that fan out in L.A. on his virtual mic so I could kind of check out how these are working, and I like the format for what we have available to us to do these.
Well, hold on one second.
Zoom meeting, basically, with 40, 50 people in it.
Now, for those of you who don't know, you said you talked to that fan, and that fan, the history behind him, he was the winner for the next stand-up comic on TV. I forget what channel it was on.
It's Last Comic Standing.
Last Comic Standing, yep, and he won. He was the Asian guy, right?
Yeah.
Can I say Asian?
Guy. You can say Asian.
Okay,
call him my Asian spirit animal because I just have so much respect for that guy.
So you were hanging out with him.
Yes, but I've been doing a couple of his private mics and getting to work with, you know, getting to know the West Coast comics. Can't say enough, but I really wanted to see how they were working before we decided to do this show. And he runs a tight show. It's great.
Good.
We want to do one.
So you're doing it's $10. So anyone who wants to watch, and they can watch from the comfort of their own home, how does that work? You know, they pay the $10.
It's like a drive-thru. You pay $10, you bring a carload, except you don't have to live in the living room. You don't have to share a bathroom with anybody. You got your own beer.
So you buy the $10 ticket. And I've got the banner on the Profit Radio website. So all you guys that are interested, go to the Profit Radio website. You'll see the big banner. It says Haters Wanted. And you can click on that and buy your tickets for July 25th. Now, once I buy my $10 ticket, what happens there? Because if I'm at home, you know, how do I get access to the actual comedy show?
So you're going to get a link. You can watch it on your phone, on your laptop, on your computer. You can cast it to your TV if you've got a way to do that, or you got a browser on your TV. These are all Zoom meetings, so they're very easy to set up once you hit the link. And it's all done via video. We're not live streaming or anything, so it's still private.
Now, are you going to be physically on a stage, or are you going to be sitting in front of your TV like all the news reporters and everyone's doing, you know, doing the safe social distancing? They're going to be sitting at, you're going to be sitting at home, or are you going to be like on a stage to where you can like walk around and get...
We're going to be sitting at home, so it's going to be a very intimate experience, much more intimate than hanging out in a comedy club even, you know what I mean? You'll get to see us in our living environments and things that you don't normally get to see with entertainers. I think that's actually a cool aspect.
Gretchen, you got to do a stage, though. You have to be different. Set them, set yourself from the other two guys. You have to do, like, just, I don't care what kind of backdrop. If, even if it's your shower curtain with all the little fish on it. And, oh, and stand up in front of that and have the camera so we can get the full, I mean, you're a female comic.
Well, you know what's great? I could actually drop. I mean, the great thing about Zoom is it's virtual, so I could drop a backdrop back there. I'll make sure it's good and funny, too. So
yeah, but we want to see, we want to see your arms moving. I want to see you walking around. I want to see you work in the room. Pretend like you're working
the room.
Oh, I'll
be standing up. You know I can't sit down and be funny. I don't know what it is about that. It's not going to happen. I will definitely be up moving around because I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Well, good.
You're going to get to see the full effect of Gretchen on fire. They called me control energy.
I call it control burn.
They're like, you're that thing that's just about to explode, but you're not going to quite go over the line.
Oh, that's a little hot. You're like, it's a little hot. It's a little hot. No. Yeah, it's kind of nice, though. Yeah, it's a control burn. It's not, I don't want to get too close to it, but all right, that's kind of nice. That's kind of good. All right, there you go. So, and you've got a website and everything. You've got gear and stuff. You've got the whole shebangle.
Absolutely. And we're going to be doing merch packages that night, too. $5 off t-shirts if you buy merch.
Nice.
From the show or whatever.
Corona free, right?
No human hands have ever touched.
No human adult hands.
You and I both know they're probably coming from a factory in China.
That's what I was saying. No human adult hands have touched them. The little kids in the factories are stuffing those bags.
No,
Gretchen Bouchard. No, Nimi Kako. No, more in bag. Just like that. Well, gotta keep someone employed.
I hope to God they actually are made in America. If I know Trident, they are, because it's not like that.
Doubt it. You know, just because you buy the shirt from China and you actually print the logo here in the United States doesn't mean it's made here in the United States. All right, so just a reminder, guys, this is through Eventbrite, so it is legit. It's not just, you know, she's sitting at home doing all this stuff. This is her career. This is what she does. This is Gretchen Bouchard. Gretchen B.
We're just going to turn me into Cher. See what you're doing? You're just turning me into a one-name artist. Right. I'm just going to be Gretchen. A girl on the front.
So Gretchen B., she's doing a show with Rick Sullivan and Jim Perry Saturday, July 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Get your tickets. They're $10, and when you sign up and get your tickets, I'm on the screen right now. I'm going to say right here, look, I'm going to hit the ticket button, and then it takes me to a general admission. There's a $2.24 service fee, which is no big deal, but you're not going anywhere. You're staying at home. Check out. So one ticket right now is $12.24 if I was to buy one right now. Have a house party. Here you go. Throw a house party, and you should have a competition. Whoever has the most people in there. Can you see the people on the Zoom thing?
Oh, can we do it? Yes, we can see them.
So if you get the most people in your box at one time, that person gets a free t-shirt or something from the event.
Let's do it. I like it.
You like
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I'm in. Let's do it.
That's why I make the big bucks, dear.
I love it.
Anything else?
This is why I love you. You're always getting me in trouble. So,
anything else before I let you go? You got anything else coming up?
Yeah, I do. Actually, August 2nd, weirdly enough, pandemic comedy again. I'm doing a benefit for Shriners Foundation but I was in a fire when I was a kid, a pretty bad one.
Oh, my God.
And I was a Shriners patient growing up. And with the pandemic and my office is in Lake County, so a lot of elderly clientele out here, we decided I got with the Shriners and they gave me they have a parade car. It's got a built-in PA.
I've seen them do that.
So,
all right, Gretchen, anything else before I let you go? Hold on, I got to figure out where we're going. We're going to ProfitRadio.com. There's a banner there. It's got Gretchen's beautiful face on there. It's got Rick Silver and Jim Perry's face on there. And you click on that, and it's for July 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tickets are $10, and you can Zoom meeting everything right there at home. And
and don't forget to stuff your room.
Stuff your room.
Get a T-shirt. I'm going to personally send them one with a note.
Let's stuff the room. Gretchen, great talking to you. We'll catch up later.
You too, Dave. Thanks. Bye.
All right, stick around. We'll be right back.
I do not like internet radio.
Profit Radio.
How's your day going?
It's going good. I didn't watch football for the first time in like 5 years.
That's awesome.
It's not awesome. It sucked. You should give me a raise.
You're a jerk. You know that?
I did.
I had 3 hamburgers, though, too.
407-448-8800.
That's a lot at 10 o'clock at night.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
And how did you look through the pieces of my head? And how was I to know just how to stare? If I blamed only you, I know you know the truth, so what's the use?
Welcome back to Deacon Live. You just heard my wife's actual new favorite band. That is the Richmond Band. They're all the way from the UK. And they have influences from bands like Alter Bridge, Soundgarden, 30 Seconds to Mars, Fleetwood Mac, and everyone kind of in that genre and stuff. They got a really, really good sound to them. My wife really, really likes them. She digs them. She's like, every time we play the podcast, she's like going, who is this band? I'm like, it's the Richmond Band. And for booking information, go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T radio.com for all their booking information. You can click on the little tab there as well. What? All right, hold on. Hold on, I got a phone call coming in. Hold on. Hello, Deacon Live.
That was. I've seen your face. You get that mean face.
So you sent me something on Instant Messenger, and I get those like a diamond. By the way, you're live on the air. I said that, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you sent me something.
Podcast is doing pretty good.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So you sent me a instant message, and it said like a $250 coupon or something from where is that?
Home Depot. Mike won one last year at Lowe's.
So this is legit. This isn't bullshit. You're sending me something that's real.
It should be.
Wait, hold on. You said it should be, and now you're saying Mike won one last year. Now, Mike is your brother.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to click on it. So give me the insights of what it's actually supposed to do. Am I registering for something?
You go to the store or something, they show it, and they scanned it or something. He did. I remember him and his wife bought a whole bunch of, like, patio stuff and everything.
Really?
My wife did it to me, and then it started hitting all my friends, so I don't know. Last time there was a Lowe's one that did it. Like I said, my brother Mike bought a whole SIBO and chairs and all kinds of crap.
But why wouldn't you keep that to yourself? Why wouldn't you keep it, you know, hey, I got a winning ticket?
Because it says that you got to post it to 30 people. I guess it automatically did that. I clicked on it to my friends, you know, my messengers and all.
Great, great. Now my computer's going to be infected with a whole bunch of viruses about a whole bunch of stuff that I don't want.
What the heck? What's going on, man? It's been a long time since I talked to you.
You doing all right?
You know? Yeah, I'm doing all right. Still live in the same old neighborhood over there in Pine Castle.
Nice.
On the Lancaster side, you know?
Yep.
Back steps over there. Still skating?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. I'm like 47 years old. I don't skate anymore.
Oh,
I do a radio broadcast.
That'll be nothing. Joe Zumo is still skating.
Well, Joe Zumo has a little bit more active lifestyle than I do.
How's your podcast doing? Good? Good?
We're doing well. We're actually in the middle of recording one right now, and I saw the phone line light up, and I go, oh, God.
Oh.
I said, hold on, guys. Let me take this phone call real quick. This is a friend of mine, so let me talk to him real quick.
I'm sorry to bother you.
You're not bothering me at all.
Anytime you want to hit me up one day when you're down here, let me know, man. We'll all go out or something.
And do what? And go skateboarding?
Maybe I got about six skateboards at my house. I don't even use them.
Uh-huh.
No, my son was skating, skateboarding. Joe wanted me to go with him one day. I'm too old for that all. That's my teeth or something.
All right.
Teeth. All right,
Sansoni. Good talking to you, man.
All right, man. Keep in touch, man.
Will do.
See ya.
So that's one of my childhood friends called us up, and he posted one of those. You ever seen him on your instant messenger? You always get like these coupons and stuff, and you're like, "Oh, that's bullcrap. That's bullshit." So during the break, I got one, and I clicked on it, and I'm like, I didn't click on the coupon. I clicked on the little unhappy face because hey man, I don't need this garbage on my computer type thing. And I guess he called me right back and said, "Hey man, no, my brother one from Lowe's Okay, so maybe this one could work. Well, maybe. I don't need that stuff. But I appreciate it. You know, he reached out to me, and it's a good friend of mine from back in the day when I lived in Orlando, the Central Florida area. All right, when we come back, we'll dive into the show a little bit more deeper. Stick around, you're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
Give us a call.
call here at the station, 407-448-8800. Text us live at 407-448-8800. Don't forget to like us on our Facebook page. Stick around. We have some more music coming up right here on Proper Radio.
407-448-8800.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Give us a call here at the station at 407-448-8800. Texas Live at any time in the Queen City studio located just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, in a beautiful little town we like to call Marshville. Make sure you follow us on all our social networks, and the way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, ProphetRadio.com. Click on the social network connections and stuff, and you can click on all the ways you can find us and contact us and get a hold of us or complain about us or downvote or upvote or all that stuff. And you can find that on the Prophet Radio website. So there's something out there, you know, everyone's been trapped inside, everyone's dying to go out, and you can't go to restaurants, you can't go to bars. Well, they open up the restaurants and they open up the bars, and then all of a sudden the coronavirus, you know, skyrockets because the CDC and everything has oh my God, we read the damn things wrong. And they're like going, okay, now we gotta shut down everything, you can only be, instead of 6 feet, you have to be 20 feet, and then you have to talk in a whisper, and if you don't have a mask on, you need to have eye goggles on because the stuff goes into your eyes, and just all this. We don't know what to believe anymore. Now, one thing that's open, still open, and that is, you know, your grocery stores. And a lot of times, a lot of couples are looking for something to do. You know, they want to go out and they want to stretch their arms and stretch their legs and be, you know, a couple outside in the world. Well, one of the things that's happening, and I think it's a great idea. It's fun if you want to spice up. Now, this isn't anything sexual. This is just something people are doing to kind of change it up, kind of mix it up here, as far as... there's the damn coupon. As far as, and you don't have to wait for a pandemic. You don't have to wait for the apocalypse to happen. All you have to do is just do this on a regular basis. I'd say regular basis. It wouldn't be fun if it was a regular basis, but it's just something else to do. And it's called Stop Date Night. And when I say Stop Date Night, it is a date night challenge. Now, if you're watching this on the video here, hold on. Everyone's getting excited. So when you go on a date, or you're trying to spend time, what is it? It's movies. It's a movie. It's dinner, movie, drinks, and dessert, right? Those are the top four. So this couple here has put on TikTok. Of course, TikTok's taking over the world and sharing all your information. So this couple right here, they start out in the movie bin at Walmart. You ever seen the big movie bin at Walmart? It's got all the DVDs and stuff, and this price is like $3.74 for a DVD. It starts out, the video starts out with the husband, I'm assuming the husband, drudging around in the movie pit with his arm and stuff, and this is where the video picks up. So if you're watching this on the Under the Tent video, every podcast has a video. Make sure you click on that and subscribe and like, and you can see these videos in real time as I'm talking about them. Here we go. Husband said we needed a date night. Here she goes, or he goes.
Stop.
He stops, pulls out a movie. That's what we're watching. So the next thing is she's walking down the chip aisle. And you know that some Walmarts, some places have, you know, candy on one side and the salt on one side and the sweet on the other side. So he goes, as she's walking down the aisle, he goes, stop. So she's got her arms out. So she reaches down on right where she's at on the right-hand side and grabs one. I'll take this. And on the left-hand side where she's standing at, I'll grab this. Here we go. Now they're walking down the alcohol aisle.
Stop.
So he turns, looks.
Ooh, all right.
Looks like he grabbed some Red's apples, hard cider. Now they're walking down the frozen section, the entree frozen section.
Stop.
She grabs one from one side, one from the other side. So now they're walking down the dessert aisle.
Stop.
And he grabs something from the dessert aisle. That's it. Kind of spice it up. Not spice it up, but that's kind of a, like a weird challenge. Who knows what you, but you have to do it. You have to do it. And if you're with someone you love and you're in this quarantine and you're not allowed the pandemic, you're not allowed to leave from home and all that. I think that's a great idea. That's a fun idea when you go shopping. It's called what I call stop date night, but it's, you know, date. Anyways, you get the motif there. Where do I go? Where do I go? Do you guys want to hear about me robbing a local Walmart, or do you guys want to hear about some new alcohol drinks that are coming out? Well, let's talk about me robbing a Walmart. Are you ready? So every Friday, as you know, I leave the French to do the shopping for everything for the week. I go get the horse feed. I go get the hay. If we need hay, I need to go to chicken food. I need to, you know, drop off this. My wife works from home. She has the ability of working from home just like I do now. I do always, but she does now because of her job. She can do all the Zoom calls. She can do all the stuff. So I venture out and I drudge through the fields and I go through and I have to put the mask on now. And I drudge through the field and I go shopping here and I drop off mail here and I drop off packages here and I do all that stuff and I come back. And I'm, you know, I need one of those, like clean room tents where you walk in and all the misters come down and go, psss, and now you're safe. You washed away the evil spirits. You cleanse my soul. So I always, when I'm in the Walmart, and we have one big Walmart up here in the local area here outside of Marshville, and I walk in, I always have my headphones on because I'm always listening to local radio. I'm always listening to the AM dial, trying to pick up stories, things that you guys would be interested in, things just to make myself know what's going on as far as who's open and who's closed. What should I do? What should we do? What should we all do as a society and a community all together? And then, you know, find out all the little news stories and stuff. Anyways, so I'm walking in the Walmart and got my headphones in. Thank you, JBL. I got my headphones in. By the way, JBL, I need a new set. I'm throwing it out there, JBL. These ones are getting a little raggy and I don't want to misrepresentation you while I'm walking around in the Walmart. So JBL, please send me another set of Bluetooth headphones and contact me here at the station. All right, so I'm walking around. I got my headphones on. I got my mask on now because at our Walmart, you're supposed to wear a mask. You will not be allowed in without a mask. Now, this has been going on for the last 2 weeks now, so this is nothing new for us here in North Carolina, but it's now starting. I'm seeing people post, I'm not going to Walmart anymore, and this is the people in Florida. I'm not going to Walmart anymore, and these are people, whatever, where they say it's mandatory now. So I'm walking around. This is nothing new to me, nothing new to us here. I'm walking around. I'm doing my shopping. I got my list, and I, you know, check off all the stuff on the list, and I go through. You know, you make your way. It's a pattern. It's a pattern. You've got a pattern when you go into the store. You walk this way, and then you walk to the left, and you go get your shampoos. You go get your hair products. Then you go get the seasonal stuff. If they got new flowers for the house, you go grab new flowers. Then you go down the automotive section. We don't have children, so I kind of skip the toy aisle, go to the home improvement. And I'm looking, well, I need a can of spray paint, and then go down to where the paper plates and the towels are. You see, there's a pattern there. I am a habitual pattern follower person. My wife kind of hates it. But if we go to a new Walmart, we forget half the shit that we're supposed to get. Because in my mind, I hate to use the term, it's a shotgun and I'm loading the next shell. Once I fire off, you know, oh, I need chips. Pow! Now I gotta pull another shell out. What comes with chips? I need dip. That shell goes in there. Once I grab the dip, pow, that goes off. All this stuff fires in my brain. So as I'm walking around, I'm going up and down, you know, snaking through the aisles. And of course, I'm going the wrong way on one side, wrong way on the other side. But no one cares anymore. No one cares. Here's the thing. With the masks now mandatory in the Walmarts, here's one thing that I found out. The aisles aren't so crowded anymore. There's a lot of people that I don't want to go into Walmart because the aisles, you know, or because we have to wear masks. So I had free range. Me and 30 other people over the age of 70 are walking. I go in the middle of the day. I'm walking up and down the aisles, and I do all my shopping. Finally got everything done. Bing, bong, bing. Now, I have been starving. I was starving. I get there, had breakfast in the morning, probably about 8:30. By the time I got my chores done, I get to Walmart, probably 10:45. I'm getting kind of hungry. I'm starving. And every time I walk by that goddamn deli, they're frying hot wings. They're frying chicken. And I'm like, God. Today's the day. Today, I'm taking it in my hand. Today's the day I'm gonna eat chicken fingers. Sir, can I help you? Yes, can I get three chicken fingers? You sure can. All right, great. So she puts in a little paper bag and weighs it on the scale. I'm like, oh man, they're gonna be so good. So in my mind, I know, at least at Publix, if you buy something like, you know, chicken-wise, you're allowed to grab one of the sauces, like the buffalo sauce or the ketchup or mustard or whatever they got. You know, little round disc things. I said, well, you know what? I'm grabbing two for my chicken finger because I'm going to eat them in the car. I'm starving that much. So I grabbed the buffalo and I grabbed the blue cheese. I throw them in my cart. I go to the self-checkout. And the self-checkout, of course, everyone's got to do their own checkout stuff. There's no cash anymore. There's no nothing anymore. And it's just your card with a chip in it and you against this machine, this checkout center. So I've got, you know, cases of beer in the cart, and I've got all this other stuff. So the first thing, they've got the little hoverer, the little customer service that comes over. If you're over 21, they have to, or under 21 or whatever, you're buying alcohol, they've got a key in some kind of, do you look over 40, click, and I'm like, oh, thanks. So this is Ryan. Ryan comes over. Let me describe Ryan. Ryan has a shaved head, which is fine, has this little spacers, the little gauge, I don't know what millimeters they are, in Ryan's ears. Ryan's got a little vest on. Ryan has a little name tag that says Ryan, and Ryan also has breast. Ryan also is a female, dressed as a male. No problem, kind of caught me off guard a little bit. I'm like, all right, whoa, all right. But I've got my headphones on. So Ryan is very polite enough to come around and kind of wave like, hey, like getting my peripheral, hey, waving. I'm like, hey. And Ryan, I don't know what if it's a he or she, so I'm going to say Ryan. Ryan goes, you have beer in your cart. Do you want me to go ahead and do the security thing now? I'm like, I'm just unloading my cart. Sure, no problem. Now, in the meantime, I'm listening to a story on my headphones about what's going on in the local North Carolina area, and I'm listening. I'm in-depth listening to this person talk about what's going on and what's going to happen in our community. So I'm like, all right, sure. And I take, you know, one headphone. You know how the DJs do it. One headphone off, one headphone to the side. I scan one of the beers. She hits a little thing on the thing. Now, I've got three other beers. Three other cases, my wife's and mine and all this. I know. I buy it for the week. Give me a break. She goes, okay, you're all set. I'm like, okay, cool, thank you. So I'm scanning and whatever, and meanwhile, I'm starving. The last thing, I'm going through the conveyor belt. The last thing on the conveyor belt is my bag of chicken tenders sitting in the bag. And I'm looking at it like going, whoo, man, I am going to be mowing on those. They look so good. So I scan it through and I make sure I don't put it in a bag that's got cold stuff already because I want them nice and hot. So I put it in a plastic bag by itself and then I double it up. I'm looking at Ryan running around doing Ryan's job. And I go, okay. And I grab the last bag, put it in my shopping cart, and I look to make sure that everything's out of the little bag catcher down, you know, when you put your bags out. And I look over, and this is what threw me. Remember I said about stuff firing and triggering off and setting the next thing in motion? I look over, and the return line is about 10 people deep, and I've never seen that before as far as people returning something at Walmart during this pandemic. I'm like, well, that's really weird. And they've got, like, racking and stuff where people are actually putting the return merchandise on the racking, I guess, to sit there, like a holding area before they actually put it back into stock or back in rotation. I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. That's kind of interesting. As I walk right around to the back of my shopping cart, and I grab the back of the shopping cart, and I push, and, you know, older lady walks in front. Go ahead, ma'am. You know, I kind of give her I've got my mask on, so I can't really mouth anything. I'm listening to headphones. I'm like, go ahead, you know, with my hand, go ahead. And we all go out the same door that we came in. They've got it all blocked off. And I walk outside, and, you know, I look for my keys. What's the old, the commercial, keys, phone, wallet, gum. Key, phone, wallet, gum. So that's what I do every time, religiously, when I walk out of a store. Keys, phone, of course, I got them listening to headphones, so the phone's in my pocket already. Wallet and my, not gum, but whatever. Normally, they have a person at the walkout that checks your receipt. Especially, it's been done many times to me when you have beer or any kind of valuable stuff, electronics and those type things in your cart. They'll have someone there to look, check your receipt. Well, at this time, they didn't have it. Didn't think anything of it. They got a lot going on. I walked out into the parking lot. Go to my truck, and I'm like going, you know, I don't know what it is. I don't feel right. Something's not right. And I'm looking around, and I'm like, something just doesn't feel right. So I always park in the very back of the parking lot, and I'm walking out there. And I go, I wonder how much the bill was. Normally, I keep track of the bill of how much it was in my head, budget type thing. And I go, I don't even remember how much the bill was. And I'll look at the receipt when I get to the truck. So I get to my truck, open the third door up, put all the groceries in there, and I'm looking for the receipt. I'm like going, well, maybe it's stuck down in one of the bags because I was starving. thinking about stuff, listening to the radio, eating my chicken tenders, and I'm now in the parking lot, sitting in my truck. I must have sat there for what? How long does it take to eat three chicken fingers with buffalo and blue cheese sauce and drink a soda? Not a soda, one of the monster drinks or whatever. A while, right? A while. And sat there, looked around, watched people park, watched people try to park, and then I said, all right, well, you know, let's go. Put it in drive, head home, walk up to the... walk up to the side entrance to the house, open up the door, and I kind of went, kind of grabbed the grocery bags again, looked through them, and I go, I don't see a receipt. I don't see a receipt. Walked inside. Babe? Yeah, how was your shopping? Shopping was good. Can you do me a favor? Can you look at the account? Because everything's instant, you know, when you pending, you know, as soon as you buy something, pending, 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 pending. Can you look at the receipt and see if I, if there's anything for Walmart on there? She's like, oh. I see the UPS store. Yep. I see the whatever other store I had to go to. Uh-huh. No, I don't see Walmart. Okay, well, I'm gonna bring the groceries in. Check here in a minute. It might take a minute or two. Put all the groceries in the house. I got the groceries put away. That's a long time. Bring the groceries in and put them away. You check the account again? My wife literally in her chair, like in the movies, because she's sitting in her desk. She's got one of those, you know, office chairs. She spins around and goes, nothing. And spins around and goes, you robbed Walmart. I'm like, gosh, holy shit. So the next person behind me sees my balance and says, pay now. And now what do? I go there every week. Every week I go there. So I'll let you know what happens when I go there in the next day or two. This Friday, I'll let you know what happens. My wife says, you need to call them. I'm like, no. I'll explain it to them personally, but if I got away with it, I got away with it. Who's to say? You're listening to Deacon Live. Maybe for the last time. I don't know. I might get locked up. I might be thrown in jail. Who knows? They're throwing people in jail for worse things. Or are they? They're letting them out for more things than that. Anyways, you're listening to Deacon Live right here on Bravo Radio. I'll be right back.
Did you have a good day? Did you miss me all day? Oh, I missed you all day.
At Posh Pooch Accessories, order online everything for your pooch now. From collars to grooming products, toys, treats, and clothing. With order tracking on all orders, Posh Pooch Accessories strives to bring value to you by offering unique styles and good quality products for your pooch at affordable prices. With free domestic shipping and hassle-free paid postage and all returns within 30 days. Posh Pooch Accessories is a lifestyle retailer dedicated to inspiring customers through unique combinations of products and cultural understanding. Veteran owned and operated, friend them on Facebook or waggle on over to poshpoochaccessories.com and order now.
Who wants a treat? You want a treat? Let's go get a treat.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
So why am I going to pay for Lollipop that's not going to win and I get it for free anyway?
Call 407-448.
Like
8800.
Who are you? You don't even work here. You're like 90.
I was walking down the street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me.
You're listening to
Deacon Mike.
Deacon Mark. Welcome back to Deacon Live. Give us a call anytime at the station at 407-448-8800. Text us live at any time at the Queen City Studio, located just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, in a beautiful little town we like to call Marshville. And, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe because I'm on the run. I'm on the lam. I know. I feel bad. And, you know, I'm looking at the, we have a couple programs running at the same time in the background to bring all this luxurious podcast to you. And the actual last segment, they number them based on what's in the system and what numbers are available. That last segment was actually clip 666. Clip one on this date was clip number 666 in the system. So I don't know if that's foretelling or anything, but hopefully it's good. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Now, speaking of fingers crossed, you people in Michigan, you are in a luxurious, and I say luxurious, spot. When I say you are in a mad world in Michigan, do you remember the movie back in the 60s and 70s, or forget what, like in the 60s, it had all the actors, all the stars and stuff, and they were on this wild, what do they call it? Treasure hunt. They were chasing down gold, and they had a whole bunch of clues. It's kind of like, Forrest Fenn's $1 million treasure chest that someone said they found a while ago. So here's what's going on. A Michigan jeweler is retiring and burying $1 million worth of treasures for a quote-unquote quest. The Michigan jeweler is calling it quits after 23 years and taking perspective on adventures in a treasure hunt. John Perry, who owns J&M Jewelry in Washington Township, Michigan, had an epiphany after being forced to shut down due to the coronavirus. Although I enjoy being in the business for myself and being blessed with serving all of our wonderful customers, I discovered that I will never truly be happy, Perry says, as he writes in the website for his treasure quest, is what he's calling it. Treasure said that he read about the Forrest Fenn's $1 million treasure chest and decided he wanted to be a piece of that. So he and his fiance, Amy, embarked on their own adventure, burying contents of his entire jewelry store and thousands upon thousands of precious metals and antiques throughout the state of Michigan. In total, he buried $1 million worth of treasure. We went through waterfalls, streams, we kayaked everywhere, Perry told the reporter. Each piece was buried, has an X painted on the spot, as well as a GPS location, so he knows when the treasure has been discovered. Word to the warning, sharing clues online is forbidden. And during the pandemic, Perry notes that good judgment is critical, so social distancing and frequent hand washing is very important. The first treasure hunt will begin August 1st, with the value of the treasure being 100 ounce silver bars worth about $4,200. So there you go, in Michigan, if you want to be if you got nothing to do and you want to get out of the house and walk around your beautiful state of Michigan, there's $1 million worth of treasure pieces. And I say treasure pieces, that'd be exciting, grabbing a bar of gold and a bar of silver and diamonds and jewelry and stuff. So there you go. He's out there. So you guys are on a treasure quest. So it doesn't, let me see what it says. Nope, just calls it Treasure Quest. And the name of the jewelry store is J&M Jewelries in Washington Township in Michigan. So there you go. You guys got nothing to do? You want to be millionaires? Go ahead and do that. Walk around your beautiful state of Michigan and get some jewelry. Now, we were talking about me stealing. It was accidental. Believe me, it was accidental. I didn't mean to walk out of the store with it. I got sidetracked with Ryan Ryan came up to me in the middle of unloading my cart. Normally the whole cart's unloaded, and asked me in the middle of unloading my cart, so you want me to go ahead and take care of that now? Well, that, you know, shotgun shell didn't fire in the shotgun when it should have, so everything was misfiring, everything in my brain. I need to seek help. I need to seek outside therapy or outside consultation. But sometimes people in general, when they go into Walmart, you see them, they're a dime a dozen. I say a dime a dozen. I'm trying to... Walmart brings them in. And because of this whole pandemic thing, and now that we're getting where our Walmart you have to wear a mask. There's no doubt, there's no getting around it. You have to wear a mask. This guy right here was just going in there, probably just like me, and he looks like he's in the home improvement section. He's sitting there trying to buy paint just off the shelf. He looks like he's looking at stain and stuff, and then he gets accosted by these two women who want to videotape him because he's not wearing a mask. Well, if it's not mandatory, technically he shouldn't have to. So here's the conversation. He looks like an old, good old boy. He's probably late 50s. He's got a beard, a little bit of a Duke belly is what we call it. And he's just sitting there trying, I don't want to say he looks like me, but he looks like me in 10 years. And he's just sitting there, and you can watch this on the...
You take a picture of me. Does that make you feel better? Why don't you get a life, lady? Dude,
so he's in there. He's got a shirt pocket with cigarettes in it, and he's just trying to pick out paint or stain or something. And this lady just comes up and starts ribbing him.
I have a life.
No, and it's going around taking pictures of
yes,
people.
Yes, because what I you're feel doing, so can sorry you not follow you? The lions on
keep,
the floor?
Keep your mouth running.
The governor, the mayor has asked us all to wear a mask, and look at you, not wearing a mask.
Oh, dear.
I wear a mask to protect myself.
It's so fucking political. It's unbelievable. Now, you have accosted me in this store.
You've accosted me, but you came upon me within 6 feet not wearing a mask.
And if you're going to keep this up, maybe we'll get the police department in here.
Hey, Mom, why'd you call 911 then?
Yeah.
Oh, he turns around, and there's a lady standing behind him with a mask on, filming him.
Oh, God, another one. You people are like monkeys falling out of a tree.
No, you're the monkey that hasn't...
Hey, I'll tell you
dragging those knuckles
y'all
that you've not evolved.
My ass. Okay, how's that?
You guys can kiss my ass.
Darwinism, evolution, evolve, mister.
Now she's talking about evolution and revolve and stuff. So listen, you know, once she got her point across, just listen. She really doesn't have anything to back up her argument. Then they start bickering like kids on a school playground. Listen to this.
Burn something down.
Why don't you go back to where you were?
Why don't you burn a monument down?
Yeah, why don't you burn a monument down? Or something.
Are you burning crosses?
Fucking idiots, man.
No, you're the idiot.
No, you're off. Yeah. You are.
You're
no, you are.
Playing your life on a freaking computer. You have no life.
It's not a computer.
It's not a computer. It's a cell phone.
This is what your life is?
Dude, I know. Doing my shopping.
I'm doing my shopping. You are interfering with my shopping.
You're unbelievable. Yeah.
You're unbelievable. No, you are.
Yeah. I bet you wouldn't wear
it. Good luck with the virus. Good luck with the virus. Your whole family tree is getting cut off at its roots.
Your whole family tree right down the roots.
Good luck seeing your face today.
That's fun. I really don't care. You see, I don't live my life on the computer. I know my friends. They're in a phone number in my phone. You know?
You know what? Yeah. So are mine.
My friends are too.
Yeah, the way you people act, you've got no friends because of the way you act.
No, we like to show people around my friends how people act at Walmart right here.
See?
I'd rather be a smart ass than a dumb one like you.
Yeah, you too. Rubber bounces off me and sticks on you. And this stuff like this, this is what I go through when I go to Walmart. Not my Walmart, but this is why I walked out of the store and didn't pay for my I didn't pay. I accidentally walked out and forgot to put in my credit card to pay for my stuff. So, that's what's going on. Now, you know what I wish would go on? You know the intercom system where they're like, price check. They don't even do price checks anymore, do they? Like when they call it over, hey, we need a price check. You don't have to do that anymore. This guy in Costco found the old intercom system. This is so funny. If you haven't seen this, this will lighten up your day. And this is something I would do. You know, the aisles in Costco, this looks like a BJ's or a Costco or wherever you're from, Sam's Wholesale. They got the phones on top of the posts, the pillars and stuff that are in the establishment that you're going into. This guy right here grabs the phone off of the thing and does this number right here. Can you tell me what it is by the sound? I'll play it again. He goes over, grabs it off the phone. One more time. Grabs it. Yep. He grabs the intercom and farts right there, and the place is so empty and stuff because no one's allowed in, and everyone's walking around with a mask on, and he freaking drops a friggin', what do they call it, dropped an air biscuit right there in the BJ's or whatever. All right, when we come back, we'll get into a little bit more of the show. Hopefully I haven't either made you disgusted yet, or you're calling 911 to tell them my location. Stick around, you'll listen to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
I think I farted again. I made people leave, offended my friends.
Subscribe to Deacon Live wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Deacon Live and please give us a nice review.
Hey guys, as the year's wrapping up and ending up, you've got all your holiday cards, all your old Christmas cards from last year. Guess what? We're getting into the holiday season here again, and those Christmas cards and birthday cards and graduation cards are still up on your refrigerator. What do you do with them now? Well, now's the time to get rid of them and store them permanently. Download the Card Keeper app. That's Card Keeper with a K, and organize your holiday cards, your Christmas cards, your invitations, and all those things in this app. Go to ProfitRadio.com, click on the Card Keeper, that's Card Keeper with a K, and organize all your holiday cards right now.
Profit Radio.
Profit Radio.
One keystone in the batch, I've noticed.
Not one keystone in the batch. There was a Natty Ice, but I...
407. 407.
888-448-8800.
But I pulled it out and traded it for another Modelo. Because it's not enough that I'm going to rip them off.
Want to go outside and play? Let's go play. Come on, girls.
With all the issues going on outside the world today, there's one true friend that always helps you on the inside. Your pooch. Show your pooch that you appreciate that they help you relieve stress from the everyday worries and fears. Reward your pooch with a treat or toy from Posh Pooch Accessories. With a wag of their tail and a happy to see you, Bart, let them know that you feel the same way. With free domestic shipping and hassle-free paid postage on all returns within 30 days, waggle on over to poshpoochaccessories.com and order now. Also, friend them on Facebook at Posh Pooch Accessories, veteran owned and operated.
Who wants to go for a walk?
Please leave a message.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
And someone will return your call as soon as possible.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Give us a call anytime at the station at 407-448-8800. Text us live at 8 time in the Queen City studio located just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, in a beautiful little town we like to call Marshville. Make sure you follow us on all our social networks, and the way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio, and click on social contacts. You can get all that information. And make sure while you're on the main page there, you click on the Stuff Your Box, the comedy show with Gretchen B., and get your tickets for them this, July 25th on Saturday at 9 p.m. Grab your tickets now. The first 50 people get in. And if you got enough people in your little Zoom box, you get a free t-shirt. So that's kind of cool. Now, in this world, there are people that are, just like the last video I was showing you, there's the people that don't wear the mask and they're just going, hey man, this is what's going on. And then there's people that are freaking out. In this world, there really is, not for nothing, there are only two types of people in this world. And I'm going to play this video, and the way you see this video is to go to prophetradio.com, click on Deacon Live. Every podcast has a video in real time, and you can see exactly what we're talking about during the podcast. Now, hold on, don't get too carried away. In Orlando, Florida, there is something called the slingshot. Now, that's out there, International Drive around the Disney World area, around the Universal Studios area. And what the slingshot is, basically you sit in this chair, this device that's big harness over your shoulders and you got handles on them. And it's a rubber band that pulls you up and it literally just lets you go and launches you in the air. You've seen it a million times, the videos and stuff because the camera's right in front of you like a GoPro. A good friend of ours at the station, Christina, shared this video of her and her niece in this video, and you could see she's ready to go. So Christina's the girl that's on the left, and her niece or whatever is on the right-hand side. You can see the niece is petrified. She's holding on, and Christina is sitting here, like, barking orders at everyone. Like, all right, is this done? Is this done? Let's get this. Let's bring this up.
Bring it up.
No more lip, Tana. You ready? Get set.
Just do it.
Anticipation is the worst. Wait, you started at 10. Uh-oh. So they're flying through the air. And it's not good. I know it's not good radio. But the visual, Christina is rocking it out. She's like, hell yeah. Her niece is like ready to pass out. She's ready to pass out. The best part is the end of the video. Listen to this. There's two types of people in this world. That's Christina. And that's her niece pissing her pants next to her.
We survived. You good?
We survived. We're good. Are you okay? Yes. So, I mean, literally, no matter what your religious background or what you are, there are two types of people in this world. Those that can go through this whole entire stressfulness of this whole slingshot thing with let's do it, and the other one's just completely petrified. So I believe, in my opinion, there's only two types of people in this world. Makes sense? Yeah? Are you one of those two people? Now, unfortunately, we have lost a couple. We have lost two people this past week, celebrities and stuff that have affected us tremendously, and they were taken away too soon. It's not like, you know, they were like 99 years old, and you're like going, oh, well, you know, he's 99, he passed away, or she was, you know, 99, and she passed away. These two people passed away, and when we come back, we'll get into that here a little bit more. You're listening to Deacon Live right here on Prophet Radio. I'll be right back.
Henry the Black Flag!
You're listening to
God, I am so freaking classic.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
I get myself aroused sometimes.
Deacon Live.
Florida Songwriters Association is dedicated to motivating and educating both aspiring and professional songwriters throughout the state of Florida and beyond. Our team consists of talented songwriters from every genre of music and range from novel amateurs to established professionals in the industry. Together, we work with writers who are committed to protecting the rights and the future of the songwriting profession. Members have access to one-on-one mentoring sessions with industry professionals, free song evaluations, and exclusive access to educational materials focused on the songwriting industry. Florida Songwriters Association members also have the opportunity to have our team pitch your music to be licensed for TV, film, commercials, video games, and more. Our organization's main priority is to educate, elevate, and celebrate songwriters from all musical backgrounds. We look forward to seeing you at our next Florida Songwriters Association workshop.
You're listening to Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Substitute my gloom with happiness. Substitute my sickness with health.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow the Songwriters Association. I'm sorry. Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow the Florida Songwriters Association podcast hosted by Steve Lane. He brings you news, educational material, songwriters' music, discussions with indie and major artists, and industrial executives. All this can be found on the Florida Writers Association podcast hosted by Steve Lane. Make sure you follow them as well. Great fans of them. I like what they do over there. And you know what? If you've got a little song that you've been working on, a little melody, jingle and stuff, they can actually help you get that to outside commercially, get it to those people in their hands and stuff, and you can make a little money on that. So there you go. Now, unfortunately, we have lost two people here recently, very unexpectedly. I didn't know that, one was unexpectedly just because of the situation that happened, and the other one, I had no idea that was going on. Now, this person right here, unfortunately, just passed away.
I was actually a good kid. I really was, even though it kind of doesn't sound like it. No, I was. I didn't get into trouble, partly because I didn't get caught a lot of the times. But I was a good kid. I loved doing twins. I had so much fun, and it was a great learning experience. And Arnold is just a gem. He always makes you feel comfortable, and he's such a playful guy, and he's always teasing people about foreheads. You are forehead. His personality.
I have so much respect for you, John. Single mother, career woman, raising two children on your own, and still finding time to be the best darn real estate agent in town. I know how hard it is, John.
So that's Kelly Preston. She passed away. Born in 1962, passed away a couple weeks ago, actually last week. Complications with breast cancer. Had no idea that she was going through that. 57 years old, and unfortunately took it away too soon. They always say, you know, they always die too soon. But never knew anything about that. John Travolta's never, they've kept it hidden, I guess, for the most part. But yeah, Kelly Preston has passed away. And unfortunately, in the same week, is this gentleman passed away just as a crazy fluke. I mean, I'm a big fan of the show. I love what he brought to the show. And this gentleman from Mythbusters has passed away and just unexpectedly passed away.
This is one of those experiments where 100 things have to go right in order for you to be successful. Getting that 30-second, 20-mile-per-hour ride is a very difficult problem.
Grant Imahara, the longtime co-host of Discovery Channel's Mythbusters, has died. He was 49 years old. A rep for the Discovery Channel confirmed the news to ET, sharing this statement, quote, "We are heartbroken to hear this sad news about Grant. He was an important part of our Discovery family and a really wonderful man. Our thoughts and prayers go out to his family." According to The Hollywood Reporter, Grant reportedly died suddenly following a brain aneurysm.
What is the best myth you've busted?
Oh my goodness. You know, we strapped rockets onto an Impala and tried to see if it would fly through the air.
And how did that work?
Not that well. I mean, it was really fun.
It was pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie.
These are his co-hosts, Carrie and...
It's pretty crazy.
In addition
I forget his name.
Mythbusters, Grant was a co-host on Netflix's White Rabbit project, alongside his former Mythbusters co-hosts, Carrie Byron and Tori Belleci.
Tori, that's his name. So yeah, Grant Imahara, aneurysm, boom, dead. Dropped out the sky just like that. And someone who's so smart like that and passing away just from a brain aneurysm. And essentially what it is a, you know, a blood vessel pops in your head, in your brain, and you're dead. But yeah, I mean, who would have thunk? Who would have had that going? Man, it's scary because I literally have, my wife doesn't know this, but she'll find out right now. You know, my wife always goes, you know, how'd you sleep last night? I always wake up at between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and I can't get back to sleep till about 5 o'clock because I worry about these things. So you know, something in my sleeping and my rhythm, I wakes myself up and I'm like, holy shit. And I sit there and I check my pulse and, you know, I've got high anxiety in my family and all the other bad stuff. And I'm like going, oh my God. And I'm afraid to go back to sleep. I'm afraid to go back to sleep because I don't know what's going to happen. And then finally, of course, exhaustion kicks in. And then of course I pass out, go to sleep, and I sleep till 7, 6, 5. Whatever, in the morning. Oh, so there you go. All right, well, when we come back, I'll pay off the new thing that Busch Beer is putting out and give you a little twist on some other stuff. So stick around. You'll listen to Deacon Live right here on Proper Radio. I'll be right back.
Jesus Christ, Jay.
Howell. We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin.
I'm a thought-out man.
Jason Howell. So, fill us in. The last time you were down there, you spent Thanksgiving down there in the Bahamas.
I did.
In the Bahamas. And did you, you called ahead and had them have enough Budweiser? You drank them out last time?
Yes, I did. So they only get so many per week. I said, well, I'm here for 12 days. My friend Matt will sing behind the glass case isn't going to cut it.
So
I called ahead and they know exactly who I was as soon as I rolled up day one. It's the Budweiser. Yep, that's me.
Oh, the guy knew you.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows me, Trey. Everybody knows who I am.
Big baller.
Aren't you the guy? Yep, I am the guy. So turn around, shut up, here's what's going to happen. Yeah, they all know me there. I'm there every single day.
407-448-8800.
You're listening to
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Deacon Live.
Welcome back to Deacon Live. Make sure you follow us on all your social contacts, and the way you do that is go to Proper Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T Radio. Click on the social contacts, and you can find out everything that you need about us, and we would love to hear a lot about you. I know, that sounds kind of creepy. So before I pay off the new, what Busch Beer has done, my wife, mostly, there's a peanut butter whiskey that's out there. It's called Screwball. Everyone knows about it. If you don't know about it, go out there. If you're not a big whiskey drinker, but you like peanut butter, hey, there you go. And it's Screwball with a K. S-K-R-E-W-B-A-L. Oh. It's really, really good. And I call it the Mind Eraser. And I posted this on our Facebook feed. So if you're friends with Facebook, you can see all this stuff. I, you know, after having a couple beers here on the French, my wife always goes, you know, cause this is all she drinks. When she wants a nice cocktail or something, this is what she has. She has, you know, a little 8 ounce glass of it and it tastes good. It's nice, refreshing. It's like one of the, you know, there's dessert wines that are out there that you serve warm. We've got a couple of like a cheesecake and a raspberry cake and stuff like that. They're really, really good. You know, you warm them up, you put them in a double boiler, and they're dessert wine is what they are. This is our dessert beer. This is our nightcap. This is what, you know, after a long day of yelling at people and dealing with people and shoveling shit and moving shit around, this is her nightcap. I was at the store today, and the gentleman behind the counter with a mask on, you know, face shield and all that stuff, and I'm there with my mask on. I didn't steal this, okay? I paid for this one. Says, oh, you like the peanut butter whiskey, huh? And I said, yeah, it's good. He goes, a lot of people, when they buy that, they buy one of those over there. And I go, what is that over there? And it's, he showed me the big bottle. I'm like, holy shit, that's like 50 some odd dollars. I said, I don't think she likes it that much. He goes, well, I got a little sampler here for you. So if you're watching this on the video here for the podcast, it is Mozart, M-O-Z-A-R-T, chocolate cream. It's a liqueur. So, and he gave me a little airplane bottle, but it looks like one of those Froge, what are the chocolate things that you buy? The Lindor chocolates. That's what the bottle looks like. It's wrapped in foil and stuff. And it is a chocolate cream that is 70% alcohol. So tonight we are going to try, well, she is. I've been drinking beer all day. She's going to try this. We'll get a reaction from her and let you know what it's about. And that's Screwball peanut butter whiskey. And it's going to be mixed with a little bit of the Mozart chocolate cream. And I'll let you know how that goes. Now, Busch beer. Busch, in my opinion, was always like a cheap beer. It was always like grandpa's beer. It was like the natural natty ice, natural light of its time growing up. Now, Busch beer, I mean, it was name brand for a very long time until the other ones like the Miller Corporations and all them kind of pushed them out. So Busch beer has now created Busch Light Apple. So I'm going to let you watch this video. Well, hold on. Everyone's having a good time here. Hold on. So this is the Busch Light Apple unboxing. And this gentleman here from You Betcha is going to tell you exactly what's going on with the new Busch Light Apple. Now, if you don't have them in your market, bear with it. It's coming soon. Here we go.
Today, we will be doing the first ever Busch Light Apple product review. All right, so I got my Busch Light Apple product here. I know what you're thinking. Is this a Red's Apple Ale? Is this a cider? Is this Angry Orchard? Bada boom, bada bang. I don't know. I've never, ever, ever, ever had a Busch Light Apple. So you're going to get my true, honest reaction right here, right now on the video. So I'm a little nervous, not going to lie. We're just gonna have to try it. In order to answer our questions, we gotta get this thing open. We're gonna do the first ever Busch Light Apple product unboxing right here, right now. First impressions. Cool to see a Busch Light can in red. I like it. The mountains are red on there. It says Busch Light Apple Limited Edition. It's actually got some apples on here. It's a light lager with natural flavors. Natural flavors. Don't know what that means, but we're gonna say that it's apple. Ooh, a little more calories. A little more carbohydrates in this guy. So if you're watching the carbohydrates, just make sure you plan for that. I'm not doing that. It's a lot riding on this. Here we go. Apple.
Smells it?
I do get a little hint of apple. Smelled it like I'm a craft beer snob. Not overpowering at all. Just a slight little apple crisp. I feel like I'm just smelling a honey crisp apple right now. Just
drink
nice
it already.
And refreshing. Here we go though.
God, drink it.
I am on record. I am not a Red's Apple Ale guy. I'm not an Angry Orchard guy. I think they're too sweet. I think they're too much. I think they're overpowering. Will this be too much? Will it be too overpowering? Cheers.
Here you go.
Gonna bite into this apple.
Takes a sip. Swashes it around. Smiling.
I am so happy right now because I was so nervous that this was going to be crappy. That is smooth. There's a little bit of sweetness to it, but the finish doesn't feel like I got sugar on my teeth. And that's what happens when you drink Red's Apple Ale.
Yeah.
And that's what happens when you drink Angry Orchard. This guy, no sugar on the teeth. I'm pretty sure that 9 out of 10 dentists would approve of this product. I think I could have 10 of these and still not feel like I got gut rot. What I would say is next time your girlfriend wants to go to an apple orchard, say, sure, honey, I'll go pick some apples. Bring a 30 rack, put them in a basket, and you're good to go.
There you go. So that's the review on the Busch Apple Light. And just give you a little background on it, Busch Ale. All right, so here's the actual nutrition facts on the Busch Light Ale. 4.1 alcohol per volume, 130 calories, 12 grams. You know what? It's a little bit less than a Miller Lite and more calories and more carbs. So if you don't like beer and you want an apple taste, so there you go. You can do the Busch Light Apple, available soon in your market. I don't know where you can find it, but there you go. Well, on that note, I'm going to let you guys get back to what you got to do. We appreciate everyone calling us, making us a part of your day. Make sure you follow us on all your social networks and stuff. And the way you do that is go to Prophet Radio, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, radio.com. While you're there, click on the Stuff Your Box comedy tour with Gretchen B. and all her friends. Tickets are $10. And that show is July 25th at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. If you got enough people in your box, well, guess what? They'll send you a free t-shirt. I'm going to let you guys get back to what you got to do. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for downloading us, listening to us. My name is Adegan saying goodnight and goodnight.
Wait, come back.
The absolute end.
Écoute-moi.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.